Welcome to MarketSnap SWOT analysis for First Interstate Bank System, or FIBK, as it's known on the ticker. If you're not familiar with this name, let me give you the quick rundown. First Interstate Bank System is a regional banking powerhouse based in the United States, operating in the financial services sector with a focus on community banking. They've got a solid footprint, serving customers across multiple states with a wide range of banking products and services, with thousands of full-time employees and a market cap that places them firmly in the mid-cap category, they're a notable player in the industry, though not a household name like some of the big national banks. So, if you're a long-term investor looking for exposure to regional banking, this might just be on your radar. Now, before we dive into the meat of our SWOT analysis, let's touch on some recent performance and news highlights to set the stage. Looking at their performance metrics, First Interstate Bank System has had a mixed bag over various timeframes. Short-term trends show some volatility, with the stock showing ups and downs over the past week and month. However, when we zoom out to the 6-month and 1-year performance, there's a clearer picture of how they're holding up against broader market trends. Compared to their industry peers in the regional banking space, they're navigating a challenging environment, and we'll dig into how the sector's performance stacks up later. On the news front, there's been some buzz around their latest moves and market sentiment, with recent reports highlighting both opportunities and pressures in their operational landscape. Stick with me as we unpack what's driving these dynamics. All right. Let's get into the core of our discussion with a detailed SWOT analysis, breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for First Interstate Bank System. I'll keep this conversational, but packed with insights, especially for you long-term investors who want to know if this stock fits into your wealth-building strategy. Strengths: solid financial foundation. First Interstate Bank System shows a decent balance sheet, with a reasonable current ratio and quick ratio, indicating they've got the liquidity to handle short-term obligations. Their total assets and stockholders' equity also paint a picture of stability, which is key for a regional bank in a competitive sector. Consistent dividend yield. For those of you hunting for income-generating stocks, their dividend yield stands out as a positive. It's a nice perk for long-term holders, offering a steady return while you wait for capital appreciation. Strong regional presence. Operating in the community banking space gives them a niche advantage. They're not trying to compete with the giant national banks, but instead focus on localized markets, which can foster customer loyalty and deeper relationships, a big plus in an era where personalized service matters. Positive earnings call vibes. In their latest Q2 2025 earnings call summary, management highlighted a strong capital position and optimism about future growth. Net income and other key results were discussed with a tone of confidence, which signals they've got a handle on their strategic direction, at least for now. Weaknesses: loan portfolio challenges. Let's not sugarcoat it. There are some red flags in their loan portfolio, as mentioned in the recent earnings call. Issues here could weigh on profitability if not addressed, and for a bank, that's a critical area to watch. I'm not saying it's a deal breaker, but it's something to keep an eye on. Valuation concerns. Looking at their price-to-earnings ratio and price-to-sales ratio, the stock doesn't scream undervalued right now. Compared to industry averages, it's not outrageously priced, but there's no clear bargain here either. Forward PE ratios also suggest the market isn't expecting explosive growth in the near term, which might temper enthusiasm for some of you. Debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming, but it's worth noting. For a bank, managing debt is part of the game, but any uptick in interest rates or economic stress could make this a bigger burden. It's not a crisis, just a point of caution. Mixed profitability metrics. While gross profit margin looks decent, the net profit margin and return on equity aren't exactly setting the world on fire. They're not terrible, but compared to top performers in the sector, there's room for improvement in squeezing out more efficiency. Opportunities. Growth in regional markets. With their focus on community banking, there's potential to expand further into underserved or growing regions. if they can capitalize on demographic trends or economic development in their operational areas, that could drive revenue growth over the long haul. Depending on how the broader economic landscape evolves, regional banks like First Interstate could benefit from a favorable interest rate environment. Higher rates often mean better margins on loans, and if they manage their portfolio well, this could be a tailwind. Operational efficiency gains. Management's optimism in the earnings call about future profitability suggests they're working on internal improvements. If they can streamline operations or invest in tech to reduce costs, that could boost margins, a key area where they've got some catching up to do. Sector recovery potential. The regional banking sector has faced headwinds, but there's always a chance for a rebound. If sector performance metrics improve over the next few quarters, First Interstate could ride that wave, especially if they outperform their peers in key areas like customer retention or loan growth. Threats. Economic sensitivity. Banks, especially regional ones, are highly sensitive to economic downturns. If we see a slowdown or recession, loan defaults could spike, and that loan portfolio issue I mentioned earlier could become a much bigger problem. It's a risk for the entire industry, but it hits smaller players harder. Competitive pressure. The financial services sector is cutthroat, with big national banks, fintech disruptors, and other regional players all vying for market share. First Interstate needs to keep innovating to avoid losing ground, especially as digital banking continues to reshape customer expectations. Regulatory risks. Banking is one of the most regulated industries out there. Any changes in compliance requirements or new legislation could increase costs or limit their operational flexibility. It's not something they can control, but it's always lurking in the background. Sector underperformance. Looking at broader industry and sector performance data, regional banking hasn't been the hottest area lately. If these trends continue, it could drag down sentiment for stocks like First Interstate, even if their individual fundamentals improve. Now, let's tie this all together with some broader insights. From a long-term perspective, First Interstate Bank System has a stable foundation to build on, with a focus on regional markets that could be a differentiator. Their dividend yield is a nice bonus for income-focused investors, and management's tone in the recent earnings call suggests they're not sitting still. They're eyeing growth and profitability. That said, I can't ignore the cracks in the loan portfolio and the lack of a screaming buy signal in their valuation. Short-term volatility might spook some of you, but if you're in it for the long haul, these dips could be entry points if the company addresses its weaknesses. Medium-term trends in the sector will also play a big role, so keep an eye on how regional banking as a whole performs over the next few quarters. In terms of financials, revenue and net income from recent income statements show they're not in dire straits, but growth isn't explosive either. Free cash flow remains a key metric to watch, as it signals their ability to reinvest or return value to shareholders. On the debt side, they're manageable for now, but any economic stress could change that narrative quickly. As for innovation, there's no clear standout in capital expenditure or tech investment from the data, but if they pivot toward digital banking solutions, that could be a game changer down the line. So what's the final word on First Interstate Bank System for long-term investors? I'd say it's a hold with caution kind of stock. There's potential here, especially if they clean up their loan portfolio and capitalize on regional growth opportunities. But the risks, economic sensitivity, competition, and sector headwinds are real and shouldn't be underestimated. If you're already in, that dividend yield might keep you happy while you wait for better days. If you're on the fence, maybe wait for a better entry point or some stronger signals of operational improvement. Thanks for sticking with me through this deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on the platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think about First Interstate's long-term potential? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.